are inside Bayesian Rhythm and Rhyme as we say good evening to the host of Bayesian Rhythm and Rhyme, Sluggy Don.
Manners, I respect. Good evening, all the whole things, my brother.
I've got a studio full of beautiful people, Sluggy. What's going on?
That is what I'm talking about, man. The studio pack. We starting off this Saturday hot. Something called a Bayesian Christmas. And you know, there's no better gift than the gift of a child. So we got some awesome children today. All you hear what's going on. They had a school's jingles competition. The children had to send in their jingles for, you know, for the transformation, education reform, you know, a bright future for every child. The children had to send in their jingles, and we listen to all the jingles and choose the best tree. So what you are seeing today, Ollie, is the best tree out of the primary and secondary schools with the children.
Got you covered, Sluggy. Well, tell me what's going on. We got a lot of people in here, Sluggy. A lot of beautiful faces, smiling, happy people, including your manager. He's right here. Randy's right here too, live.
Yes, good night, Barbados. Good night to everybody tuned in. And good night to everybody inside the studio. Yes,
Randy, good night. Randy was the coordinator, Ollie. I will let Randy tell you his role in the jingle, the school jingle competition. Let you tell his role. I'll let him also take the role of other, because obviously we can't take all the credit. It was a good team. It had judges, it had people that helped him behind the scenes. So I'll let Randy tell you about his role, the role others played, and let us just thank them, Randy, for all the good work and putting this together, because I like to see things like this. And Barbados can get to hear these children with their own original creations. So over to you, my brother.
Yeah, thanks, man. So the school's jingle competition was birthed as an initiative as part of the education month for the Ministry of Education, Technological and Vocational Training. In my role as Education Officer for Music at the Ministry, we conceptualized this initiative so that students can have a chance to create musically via a jingle. And they had to create a 60-second jingle under the theme, A Bright Future for Every Child, which was the theme for Education Month. And as Sluggy said, it was a whole team effort. All of the education officers at the ministry had various initiatives over the month of October. And the jingle competition was just one of those initiatives. Working alongside myself was Dr. Denise Charles, who assisted me with pulling the competition together. Many other persons from my section, the curriculum section, shout outs to Gloria, shout outs to Pam, Peggy, Wendy, our senior, Mr. Fernando Carton, of course, all staff and members of the Ministry of Education, and the Chief Education Office, who would have assisted, the Media Resources Department as well. Everyone just jumped on board to make this possible. And of course, the judges, Sluggy Dan, Dr. Denise Charles, Gloria Ahane, the great Mr. John Roy, and of course, Mr. John King. Those were the judges who actually listened to these fantastic jingles and came up with the fantastic result at the end.
Nice. VLB 92.9 FM, Bayesian Rhythm and Rhyme, every single Saturday, 6:30 p.m. Ollie at the control towers. This is your boy, Uncle Sluggy. We have a pack post today. And this is what I want us to do, Randy. This is what I want us to do. I want each child to introduce themselves, tell us their name, the school they are representing, and what they placed in the jingle, and tell us about their jingle. Each child, their name, the school they are representing, what position they are placed, and tell us a little about their jingle. Today's about the children.
Good night. My name is Zanara Lika. I am representing the Darrell Jordan Secondary School, and I placed third in the jingle competition.
Good night. Nice, love it. Go ahead.
I am Brianna Worrell. I am representing Darrell Jordan Secondary School, and I placed third as well in the jingle competition. Our jingle was based off of a calypso / soca rhythm, and we used that because it was catchy, and we thought a jingle should be catchy.
Nice, I love it. Second place, go ahead.
My name is Joanna Hunt from Commonwealth School.
What's the name of your son? My name is Bright Future for Every Child.
Nice, and the second place first and the first place, go ahead.
Good night, my name is Joshua Newsom. I am representing Barbados Seventh-day Adventist Secondary School. A bit about my jingle is I really try to be a bit different, and I brought along a friend from my school to help me with it.
What's the name of your friend, my brother?
The name of my friend is Nevedito Whitehead.
This will be
nice.
Yes, please.
How are you doing, ma'am? Can you tell us your name and tell us a little bit about the jingle, too? Tell us the school you go to also.
Good night. My name is Nivedita Whitehead. I go to the Barbados Seventh-day Adventist Secondary School. The jingle, well, I didn't really know that much about it, but my mother told me one day that Joshua, his mother, told her that Josh was entering the competition and he wanted me to come and sing. So I went over to his house.
Nice.
And he recorded my voice, and well, he put it all together himself. I really have to give him most of the credit.
Yeah, that was brilliant.
He submitted it, and honestly, I am just very grateful that we won.
Beautiful.
Yeah, beautiful. I love it. Ollie, you have the jingles there that we can give Barbara to sample. Let's start with third place,
Brianna World and Zanara Lee Cock.
Yes, please.
All right. Okay, Barbados. Right.
Let's take a listen.
Sorry, this is called Bright Future, third place from the Darryl Jordan Secondary School. Brianna World and Zanara Lee Cock.
Let me make a bright future for every child on a firm foundation. Values and innovations, bright, bright future for every child, where they can grow to be the best they can be. Build them up, lift them up, help them to achieve all of them goals and aspirations in strength and unity. They need modern skills for future jobs in the 21st century. So let me educate them so everyone can succeed. Let me make a bright future for every child on a firm foundation paved with vision, values and innovations. Bright, bright future for every child, where they can grow to be the best they can be.
Let's repeat that again.
Let me make a bright future for every child on a firm foundation paved with values and innovations. Bright, bright future for every child, where they can grow to be the best they can be. Build them up, lift them up, help them to achieve all of them goals and aspirations in strength and unity. They need modern skills for future jobs in the 21st century. So let me educate them so everyone can succeed. Let me make a bright future for every child on a firm foundation paved with vision, values and innovations. Bright, bright future for every child, where they can grow to be the best they can be.
That is what we're talking about, man. A bright future for every child. And that was the Darryl Jordan Secondary School students. That was Brianna Worrell and Zanara Lee Cock. That is the names, right?
Yes, sir.
Oh, your name's right. Good. So, Brianna, how do you find out about the competition, Brianna?
I found out through my music teacher, Mr. Holford.
Mr.
Holford.
Oh, nice. Come close to the microphone. Mr. Salute to Mr. Holford, and I figured Zanara found out the same way through her music teacher.
Yes, please.
Now I want the truth. Did you all always plan to enter together?
No, please.
No, please.
It was a last minute. It was last minute.
Randy, you there? Randy, you there? I didn't know this.
Randy's there, man. I hear, buddy. I hear.
You hear a good guy, Randy here. Go ahead. Sorry, children. Go ahead.
It was last minute. I came to the school late. I started in the fourth week. And I met Mr. Holford. He was the first teacher I talked to. And then he asked me if I was interested in poetry or anything. I said, I'm interested in poetry and I write poems. So he told me there is a competition and he told me to write a poem. And we could see where we go from there. Zanara, on the other hand, Sir had already told her about it. And Zanara refused to do anything. So Sir told me to bring what I wrote. And we will make a song. Okay.
Zanara got balled on national radio. Zanara can't even make it for Zanara. I think that. Zanara, your friend Bolio on national radio, girl, where your uncle got you back. Zanara, why is she saying this thing the most?
Well, actually, it was that because I was the first to know about it, but it's a new thing for me starting out as like writing songs and stuff like that. So it was very hard for me to find an actual song for the jingle competition. So after when Mr. Hofer talked to Brianna, she produced her poetry, her poem and stuff like that. She wrote to Mr. Hofer, and after that, saying that I was, you know, coming out to be a songwriter, we just decided we're going to put it, take out some words and add some words to make it into a song.
Love it. I love it. No, Zanara, don't move. Zanara, don't move. Know that you got a taste of it. Do you plan on doing more things like this in the future, whether it is music, whether it is jingles, whether it is just writing? Do you plan to do more of this in the future?
Yes, please.
That is what you're talking about. I love it. Zanara and Brianna. No. Brianna, where did you draw your inspiration from? And when you are writing, do you get in a quiet place? Must you have a lot of noise? Must you be alone? Does it matter? Where do you draw your inspiration from? And can you tell us a little about your creation process? What mood you have to be in, if the environment matters? Talk us through your creation process.
Being honest, the environment does not really matter. Once lyrics come to me, I tend to write them down.
Nice.
But doing the jingle for the competition, I was told that I had a time limit. So when I was writing the poetry, I went over it many times with my mother. My mother told me how to put it out because sometimes I would put it off. So doing the jingle, Sir gave us a poster and he gave us guidelines with the outlines. So I tried to stay within the lines and made adjustments where necessary.
What I can tell you, young lady, is you're now on national radio. And to me, it sounded really good. I even Sluggy asked Randy if he came up with a jingle. Randy said no. He said he just organized.
No. I tell you, Ollie, that's why it's so fitting for the public to hear all three, to hear these children. This is just a sample. What these children can do, all it is just a brief sample. But to me, job well done, Brianna and Zanara, job well done. And I hope that you all take part in much more things, whether it's cultural things, whether it's musical things. But I hope you all take part more in the arts, because I think you both of you certainly got a future in the arts, and they absolutely love it. Ollie, let's get the second place jingle now. And we can play all three before the show ends. Let's get second place jingle.
Okay, second place jingle is from Joanna Hunt. Here we go. Music skills and
bass for you.
Once again, we're going to hear from Joanna Hunt. Sluggy Dan, because that just blew my
Ollie,
mind.
Listen, listen, I heard you give credit to the first one that we played, and that was third place. You loved it, so did I, and that was only third place. Second place, song good also. That way we can just have warm in us. Second place was very well done. No, and that was all he said. Joanna Hunt.
Yes,
said,
sir.
Thank you, Joanna Hunt from the Combermere School. Joanna Hunt, great job. How are you? First things first, how are you?
I am good.
Nice. Welcome to Beijing Rhythm and Rhyme with Uncle Sluggy and Ollie. Now, how did you find out about this competition?
I found out about the competition through my music teacher, Mr. Brian.
Oh, nice. And when you found out about it, were you eager from the go? Were you reluctant? Tell me your thoughts when he first told you about it.
Well, I was eager to do it because I had already do like a jingle for my mom. It was about exercise song, and I do that, so I said I could try this and see how I do.
Oh, nice. So, can I ask, how was the? Did you write the jingle yourself?
I wrote most of the jingle. My mom helped me with some of the words and like how to pronounce.
Your mom bigger? You got bigger, mommy? You got big mommy inside the studio?
I hear.
Nice. Mommy bigger inside. Who mommy name? Who mommy name? Joanna?
My mommy's name, Antoinette Hunt.
Antoinette Hunt bigger itself. Man, I got mommy both there creative. No. How was the process difficult for you? Did you enjoy it? Is this something that you would love to do much more of? Talk to me about the process and your thoughts.
Randy is asking your question too, Sluggy.
I was telling you to ask her her brother. Buddy. Who's her brother, Sluggy? You're gonna be shocked.
Well, my brother,
who's your brother, Joanna?
My brother is Emile Hunt.
Oh my brother, yeah, your brother is a legend.
I always say Barbados.
Yeah, brother, legend in the making. Nice. So, Joanna, talk to me about the process. How was your state of mind at the time? Where you were at the time? And did you find it difficult or not? Talk to me about your creation process and writing your jingle.
To me, it was kind of easy because when I looked at it, I just got I start getting ideas, and I was with my mom, and I just plopped down what I had, and then it came out to be a full song.
Oh, I love that. So besides mommy, where do you draw your inspiration from when creating?
It just come to me.
I love it. You're the natural. You let Barbados know, listen, I'm a natural. bigger you. Ollie, let me hear it one more time before I ask you some more questions. Let's hear it one more time, Ollie.
Skills, hospitality, skills, music, skills, industrial. a place for you.
Love it, man. I love it. That we're talking about. There's a place for you, Joanna Hunt. So, Joanna, you plan on making much more music in the future? We could hear much more art coming from you in the future.
Yes, you will hear much more from me because for the next jingle competition that I have, I'm going to join.
That's what we're talking about. So, and we can expect to hear songs coming from you in the future. Like your voice, you got a good voice, you can sing, you're writing, you got your mommy to help you, so you're not going to beg the boyfriend to help. You got your own course on writing there with you. So that means I can expect music from you in the near future, Joanna.
Yes, because I already do another song for my mom for a skit that she is doing. So I might post it.
It's already recorded and everything?
No, I have the words dropped. No, I have to wait for my brother to do the beat.
Well, good. Make sure to your brother that Uncle Sluggy said get that cracking so we can start playing that good voice, good writing, and once again, keep up the great work, Joanna. Good job.
Thank you.
Great job. Now, Ollie, player, the last one we have there, my brother.
A bright future for every child.
Take a second to imagine, we can make it happen. Future for every child, children with a passion. Embrace every talent and help every student. You can stop imagining, make this a reality.
A brighter future for all the children. Let's rise together, let's make it happen.
Winners never quit, and quitters never win. Work hard, don't let dreams blow in the wind. I know we can reach victory, I know that we can win. And we gon' keep pushing until we reach the end, yeah, again.
A brighter future for all the children, yeah. Let's rise together, let's make it happen.
Let's go again.
A brighter future for all the children, yeah. Let's rise together, let's make it happen.
Let's hear that again.
A bright future for every child.
Take a second to imagine, we can make it happen. Future for every child, children with a passion. Embrace every talent and help every student. You can stop imagining, make this a reality.
A brighter future for all the children. Let's rise together, let's make it happen.
Winners never quit, and quitters never win. Work hard, don't let dreams blow in the wind. I know we can reach victory, I know that we can win. And we gon' keep pushing until we reach the end, yeah, again.
A brighter future for all the children, yeah. Let's rise together, let's make it happen.
Let's go again.
A brighter future for all the children, yeah. Rise together, let's make it happen.
Nice, man, that is what we're talking about. That was Joshua Newsom featuring Nivedita Whitehead. Nivedita Whitehead, right? Make sure you get that name right. No, ladies first. Miss Whitehead, step to the mic, please.
Yes, please. Good night.
Now, how do you feel about being a part of the winning jingle for the Ministry of Education out of all the secondary and primary schools? How do you feel to be a part of the winning team, madam?
I feel honestly honored. I am so grateful to God for all of his blessings. And words cannot describe how I feel.
And might I add, great job, by the way, great job. You all did great. Now, how long were you singing?
I have been singing since I was 2. I am 12 years old now. So I have been singing for about 10 years.
From 2 years old?
Yes, please.
Give us something a cappella. No, wait, man. No, 10 years, I want. Give us your favorite church song. You go to church? I hear that. You go to church, you make it for me?
Yes, I do. I do go to church. Oh.
Good. Can you give us a piece, a cappella, of your favorite song you sing in church?
Well, my favorite hymn is Be Thou My Vision.
I want to hear. Please bless. Please bless Uncle Sluggy and Beardy Rhythm and Rain to see. You don't have to sing a lot, even if it's just a verse and chorus. Give us peace.
Be thou my vision, O Lord of my heart. Not be all else to me, save that thou art. Thou my best thought, by day or by night. Waking or sleeping, thy presence my light. All right.
That we're talking about, man. That we're talking about. Good job. So I ain't going to ask you. We know you can hear much more singing for you in the future.
Most definitely.
That is what we're talking about. And you go to school, you said earlier, at the Seventh-day Adventist Secondary?
Yes, please.
Nice, good. So who's the music teacher? Do you have a music teacher there?
Yes, his name is Mr. Aaron Lane.
Good. Shout out to Mr. Aaron Lane. I hope that he have you a part of the music program. I hope he got you singing. He got you singing at the school.
Well, not necessarily him. He just joined the school.
Okay, cool. Okay, we get a break. We give bread. Bring it, my boy Josh, man. This is where my boy Josh is.
Good night.
Come to this one, man. Good night, buddy.
Hello.
Yeah, good night. You come out number one.
Yes, please, sir.
Nice. No, Josh, tell Barbara how long you were producing your own music.
I was producing since I was 8 years old. I am now 11, so three, close to 4 years.
That is what I'm talking about. How you first heard about the jingle?
I first heard about the jingle from my mom. She saw it on social media and she told me about it. I thought that would be a good opportunity for me and it's something that I should do. So, yeah.
Well, nice. So, you wanted to enter the competition. What was your reason for entering the competition?
I'm on board with the new education system, so I felt like it's a good way to promote it, and it's a good opportunity for me as well. So I wanted to join it for that reason.
Nice. And you know, since you got the educational reform, you're a jingle ward, you know, you're going down in history too. You know, there's something quite historic. When you won, how long did it take to really hit you? Listen, what? I am the winner of the jingle that representing educational reform for my entire country. When did that really hit you and how did you process those thoughts?
I think it really hit me when I got home after the whole thing. I sat down on my bed.
After the ceremony?
Yes, please. I sat down on my bed. I thought about it. And then I realized what just happened. I processed it, and I was proud. Yeah,
it's something quite historic, Josh, and I'm extremely pro that you decided to enter and put your name on it. Joshua, being but you're doing this for a number of years now, for a jingle, for a competition like this, where did you draw your inspiration from? The same question asked the others. Where you draw your inspiration from, and how was your creative process from producing to writing?
I drew my inspiration process from, I listened to the press conference about the launch of the new school system. Jotted down some words and it gave me enough inspiration to write what I needed to write.
Now, I heard you, for myself, created more than one genre. I heard you created reggae beats. I've heard you create soca beats. How do you decide on what genre you wanted to go with for the jingle, because you know that you can make more than one style of music. You get me? So how did you decide, see me, I wanted to be this particular song? How did that happen?
I really let my emotions decide, because I wanted to be different. And I wanted to make an impact. So I said, let me make a genre that is not that known, and it would be a bit different. And that is how I decided to make that kind of genre.
Nice. And of course, you're doing much more music in the future. We can get much more music from you. So you don't have to answer that. I know you can keep coming with the music. Now, Josh, for a young man, you entered the competition, created the jingle. You say you listened to the press conference. So that means education for your age got to be something important to you. I want to ask you to tell Barbados, why is education important to you and why you want to be a part of spreading the message? I must ask you those questions before you go.
I feel like education is important to me because it is a important aspect of my life. It could help me out with a lot of situations. So I feel like that is why it's very important to me.
Nice. I love it. Great answer. And I just want to salute Ollie to all the children. Ollie, for the last time, you're going to give us the jingle three, two, and one. Play all three back to back. And then ask the children for their closing words, anything they want to say to Barbados before they go. But from me, children, wonderful job. You totally blessed my evening. And it was an absolute privilege to speak to you on national radio. And you truly blessed my show and take it to another level. So Uncle Sluggy is nothing but proud.
Sluggy, what I can tell you is that you're joining us via Zoom. I'm in a room full of absolutely wonderful people. The children here are so mature. I got to tell you, Barbados, I'm so impressed with these youngsters that came in here today. The guy that won, Joshua, you can ask Randy, I got goosebumps when his song came on. And I'm telling you, Sluggy, this boy Joshua is 11. You're 11 years old, Joshua?
Yes, please.
I thank your parents. I thank your supporting family, your friends, your school, whoever's had anything to do with the development of you young people. I got to thank them. And I thank you too, because you harnessed it yourself and you're going with it. And you didn't have to do that. And it's a very, very positive thing you're doing. So for me, thank you so much. Let's go from 3 to 1.
Let me make a bright future for every child. On a firm foundation, pivot. Vision, values, and innovations. Bright future for every child. Where they can grow to be the best they can be. Them up, lift them up, help them to achieve all of them goals and aspirations in strength and unity. They need modern skills for future jobs in the 21st century. So let me educate them so everyone can succeed. Let me make a bright future for every child. On a firm foundation paved with vision, values, and innovations. Bright future for every child. Where they can grow to be the best they can be.
A place for you. bright future for every child.
Take a second to imagine, we can make it happen. Future for every child, children with a passion. Embrace every talent and help every student. You can stop imagining, make this a reality.
It's a brighter future for all the children. Let's rise together, let's make it happen.
Winners never quit, and quitters never win. Work hard, don't let dreams blow in the wind. I know we can reach victory, I know that we can win. And we gon' keep pushing until we reach the end, yeah, again.
A brighter future for all the children, yeah. Let's rise together, let's make it happen.
Let's go again.
A brighter future for all the children, yeah. Let's rise together, let's make it happen.
Back to you, Sluggy Dan.
Nice, I love it, I love it. The school's jingle competition. Children, I want you to sign out. Tell Barbados your name. Tell Barbados the school you're representing. And say goodbye to anyone that might be listening to you this evening. Once again, wonderful job.
Again, my name is Zanara Leacock. I am representing Darrell Jordan Secondary School. And I'm out.
You want to say thanks to anybody? Shout out to anybody?
Well, I love it, Ollie. These children. I want to say a shout out to my teacher, Mr. Holford, for making my name out to the world. It's my dream to be traveling the world and singing. So I appreciate you for that.
Again, this is Brianna Worrell from Dar Jordan. I would like to shout out Mr. Hopper for actually believing in me and seeing a spark and harnessing it.
Love it. Next child, go.
My name is Joanna Hunt from Carmel Mere School, and I would like to thank my mom and brother and my teacher for helping me.
Nice, love it. Next child. I want to hear from all of you.
My name is Nibidita Whitehead, and I would like to give a shout out to my parents and Joshua's parents for helping us with the jingle. And have a good night, Barbados.
Last but not least.
Hi, my name is Joshua Newsom. I'm a student of the Barbados Seventh-day Adventist Secondary School, and I just want to say thank you to all my mentors and everybody that helped me through this journey. That's me.
Love it. Everybody make some noise in the studio. In the studio, try and make some noise for these children. I love it. As we're talking about, man, wake up in there, we had third place, Brianna Worrell and Zanara Leacock from the Darrell Jordan Secondary School. We had second place, Joanna Hunt from the Combe Mere School. And shout outs to Combe Mere School. My son goes to school there up and on. And we had first position, Joshua Newsom featuring Nivedita Whitehead, Seventh-day Adventist Secondary School. A bright future for every child. This Ministry of Education Schools Jingles Competition. Children, great job. And of course, you'll be hearing lots more from me. This is not the end. You know, you're featuring on a right through. You got to give it enough, not far. I mean, children, like, you're all doing positive things like this. I believe you should show it from the rooftop. If one was doing wrong or a crime, you would have had it on the front page of every single paper. You had it on every single radio station and every single news station would have bring it over. No one are doing good. I believe that we must do the same thing. So that is why you're pushing so hard. So thank you once again to all the parents on the inside. Shout outs to you for having such, for raising such wonderful children. That's what we're talking about. Ollie, thank you very much. Ollie, thank you very much for this first segment. Children, have a great evening. And please get home safe. And of course, parents, let me know the children get home safe. I ain't wanna get home, but make sure. Well, let me know the children get home safe. Manners and respect. Be a jury to my right. Up next, we have Ayana John Ollie, this is a Bajan Christmas. Ayana, step to the mic. Children, thank you. Ronnie Eastman, nothing but love. Big up my management, Ronnie always. Eastman, all the time. Thanks. Yeah, thanks for everything. You know, you see me doing everything, all the greatest shows.
Before you go, shows, Sluggy, before you go, because you know you're going to get extra 10 minutes today, I just want you to ask Randy one or two questions about his impression and him working with the children, if you don't mind, Randy. If you can tell us, give us your experience.
Specifically. Before I go, Ollie, I'm going to be.
No, before he goes, because he was moving with the kids. So we ought to pull him back.
Well, Randy, come down the parlor. Randy can sit down. Randy, tell us about the process working with the children, and how do you plan on doing more creative things like this that would keep the children interested in music and the arts?
The process was a very interesting one and inspiring one as well. Unfortunately, I didn't get to work directly with the children, but that is something in the plans, because we just wanted to unearth the raw talent for this first competition. And for the second one, we definitely will be doing some workshops to lead up to the actual jingle competition and its actual competitors for next year. That was a component that we wanted to have this year, but however, due to the short time frame, and we have to give these kids the kudos for that, because they did not have any workshops or any developmental components to lead into the creation of the jingles. So we really have to give them credit for that. So hearing what they produced in a short space of time, and as you know, in the judging room, John Roy said to produce a 60-second jingle in such a short space of time was really a phenomenal feat. So I really give them kudos and credit for that.
Yeah, Randy, you know, since this came up, I got a lot of messages asking about the school music festival.
Mm-hmm.
Were people making that correlation?
I guess the school's name.
I got asked about five things. You see people hearing the jingles and the music and the original, by the way. I guess that's what kept getting the people's attention.
Yeah.
Yeah. All original. Can you see something like this with some original music turn into a major festival?
I believe so. Anything to do with creativity can always be expanded into a festival. We know the last Schools Music Festival in 2019 unearthed tremendous talent as well. I believe there were one or two original pieces in that as well. So, you know, we would encourage the students to continue to write, bring original material, bring authenticity. And at the presentation, I told them, ensure that when they create music, that the music sounds like how emotions feel. So that's something I want to continue to encourage them to do.
Nice. So we can look forward to that, and we can have much more conversations on that. People, that was Randy Eastman.
No problem.
You know, he's the music officer for music at the Ministry of Education, talking about schools, jingle competition. Great work with all the youngsters. It was a wonderful, wonderful evening. I want you to look for something. Ollie, I want you pull up a Bajan tune, please, and Kobe coming back and having a chat with Ayana John this evening live on VOB 92.9 FM.
Let's take in some local Christmas music from Ayana John, Jamming Christmas.
That's what we're talking about.
ding dong. Be very merry till the break of dawn.
That is what we're talking about, man. A Bajan Christmas every single Saturday, 6:30 p.m. live on VOB 92.9 FM. A Bajan Christmas every single Saturday on VOB 92.9 FM. Special guest today is Ayana John. People, just want to tell you about Paradise Nature Park next Saturday. That's December 9th from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Paradise Nature Park next Saturday. That's December 9th. From 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Live performances by the youth of BIM Got Talent. And all proceeds goes towards our Christmas hamper drive. Last year, we were able to help give out 280 hampers to children along with cash. This year, I'm shooting for 500. I'm ambitious. You all done know that I'm crazy. So this year, I am shooting for 500 children, and they're the first time I got to speak on radio since I did some traveling. Thanks, I got hundreds of messages, Ollie. So I said probably you are Scott or somebody announced on radio that I was in Canada. So I saw Wesley today, and even Wesley told me about it today. Tell me you get back, keep up the good work with the children. So thanks everyone for the support. I ain't sure if my listeners here or no, as yet there were Caribbean Awards, Ollie, and each Caribbean island was represented, and each Caribbean island had a top mentor, a top youth mentor, and then all the youth mentors from the Caribbean islands that were the top come together in a short list and to bring it down to only three. And it was myself against two Trinidadians who are also youth mentors. And last week, while it was in Canada, I found out that I won the award for Caribbean Youth Mentor of the Year. And so thanks to the Caribbean Youth Development Council. Thanks for choosing me out of everyone in the Caribbean to be the most outstanding mentor. I got to say thanks to persons like Ollie who support me. I bring on children regularly, and Ollie always encouraged me to bring more. You always being welcome to them. You always treating the children that come through extremely nice. So Ollie, I got shout outs to persons like you, because I know for sure, I'm not fooling myself, Ollie. I know for sure, because I got a platform where persons by the thousands can hear, is why I seeing the success that I'm seeing. So I gotta thank you, Ollie, for all the support and the whole Starcom network. And thanks to Barbados, you know, for pushing me down that direction and seeing me in that light. And I really can't express how thankful I am to be selected as the most outstanding youth mentor in the Caribbean. That's a crazy feeling. So I had to pay that special message. 434-1790, though. I want to hear what is your all favorite Bajan Christmas tunes. I want to hear what's your favorite food at Christmas time. This evening, we got Ayana John. Ayana John, good evening, and thanks so much for coming on. Sister, how are you?
I'm good. Thank you. Thank you for inviting me. I appreciate being here.
Yes, yes, yes. That's no problem. Make sure you come close to the mic. I want to make sure I hear you good. Come close to the mic.
Yes.
Talk again. Later.
Hi, how are you? Hi, Sluggy.
That's been talking about Monica here.
Fantastic.
How long ago was this one created, and what was the name of that one that we just played?
I believe it's called Jammin' Christmas, and I didn't even remember that I had done it. I feel horrible. But I do not remember.
I don't want to laugh for you.
Sorry.
I don't want to laugh at you there. You forget that you did this one?
I forgot. I swear to God, I forgot. How? Listen, well, yeah.
I can't front. That's happened. Yeah, it's happened to us. But it might send me being fair on radio. Yeah, we all know it's happened to all of you.
Yes. It happened. When I heard it playing, I was like, wow, what was that? But yes, I remember that. No, yes.
Who produced that one?
That was Blood. Yeah. Blood. He had a rhythm. Yes. He had a rhythm. Yeah. So we did that song, and then I think the next year we did Good Morning It's Christmas. So I believe that because Good Morning It's Christmas probably came so close after it that I probably forgot the previous one.
Well, yes, and Ollie, make sure you look for Good Morning It's Christmas. But yeah,
Ayana, John, Ollie, look right for
that. Got it ready.
So Ayana, you want me taking this one that you remember?
It's up to you.
Yeah, let me go. Let me take it out while Ollie and come back.
Yeah.
It's
brilliant. That feel like Christmas. Ayana, that feel like Christmas, girl. Great job. No, you wrote that one yourself?
Yes. I write my songs. I actually started off as a song, nice. As a songwriter. And that's something I'm very, 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 very proud of.
No, that's a lost art these days, Ayana. Yeah. I'm glad you went there. So we could go. We right. could go straight there for you. Okay. Went there. Is a lost art, I think, is something we even trying to focus on when it comes to Junior Monarch,
right?
Junior Soca Monarch, Richard Stout Teen Talent,
right?
Them got talent now, which my platform get as usual to get no, just got invite to Canada. Oh, Children Sing signed covers.
Is that Deanna?
But I was even telling myself
That was Deanna.
She was. She ain't sing Sky Dorridge sang.
Right.
Sky Dorridge, who just won Teen Talent, she sang. Right. Ahandia Daniel, who won Monarch last year, sang. Right. And a girl named Ronisha Allen.
Yes.
Bitch to the world. Three of them.
I saw her.
Three of them sang. But I was on the plane coming back, right? Since I was telling myself, you know that next time, my children get from tour before they invite us back already.
Oh my
I was
gosh.
Saying next time, you know, like children got about original music.
Sweet.
But the struggle I find is that not many young creative writing their own music.
Right. I don't know if you could. You hear me, Slugs? Can you hear me?
Yeah, I got you.
Oh, okay, got.
Go ahead, I got you.
All right. I started out in the industry as a songwriter. I wasn't interested in recording. First. Yeah. I wasn't interested in recording or doing the studio work. I just wanted to write the songs and, you know, make sure that I got a couple artists that would be interested. But when I started, obviously, I wasn't known, you know, like I didn't have people, you know, coming out and saying, well, can she write for me? Because obviously it was just me starting out. So I had to end up demoing a lot of these songs, even though I really wasn't too happy with the studio work, but it was a necessary thing. And then that's how I got into singing. So everything just started to kind of unfold, but songwriting is something that I'm super proud of. I really take a lot of pride in that. So from about 2010 is when I started to move into writing 100% of my songs. So every song I've written since 2010 was mine. And I wrote my hit. I wrote Guns N' Roses. So, yeah. So I take serious pride in my songwriting. Mm-hmm.
Nice. And you know, in certain genres and art forms.
Yeah.
Is a big thing when people write themselves, especially if you look at like hip hop and so on. You know, certain artists or rappers be frowned upon for not writing the songs.
Yes.
I even saw one of the greatest, biggest artists. One of the biggest artists in the world was Drake. Meek Mill tried to end Drake's career by having a ghostwriter.
A ghostwriter, right. Yes, and yeah, his ghostwriter was Quentin Miller.
Quentin Miller, yeah, who got 1 foot no belief.
That is so.
It's such a pride that man could write. Not saying that there shouldn't be songwriters, but there are songwriters who can't sing.
Sing, correct.
So there is a place for songwriters. So yes. We are not saying that at all. We are saying it's a different pride when you can write your own
songs. Yes. I mean, Whitney Houston. Sorry. Go ahead.
No, you're.
Oh, well, yeah. Okay. Whitney Houston, she never wrote a song in her life. And, you know, she was the mouthpiece. She was the performance, and
yeah,
she had,
great.
Yeah, and she had assistance with writers. Whereas Mariah Carey writes all of her stuff, so yeah, it's just a decision. If you want to write. If that's not your strength, then focus on what you're strong at. And I believe that my songwriting was just very strong. And that was what I preferred back then. And because of the demo work, then it was able to kind of grow. And because, you know, you have to try to get the demos out in order to be able to attract artists that are like artists that would want to perform your work. So, yeah, it was just necessary. Yes. It just depends, because the U.S. has such a powerful industry that they can go to a plethora of songwriters and they can get songs, and they have support of millions of dollars.
Songwriting pool.
Yeah, and they have songwriting camps. And for example, Livy Frank ended up in a songwriting camp that wrote for Rihanna the song What Now. So yeah, so songwriting is extremely important. Yeah.
Nice.
Yep.
Like yours?
Yep. So yeah, it's just I want to songwrite because I know I have a vision for what I want to do in my career, and I just feel like if I was thrown out on an island and I was by myself, I would need to have the tools to be able to kind of create what I want, and I just choose to songwrite. Yeah. But if people don't choose to songwrite, that's not a big thing.
It's not a big deal, but I like how you brought that analogy of if you was on an island by yourself, you see music as your life.
Yes. Yep. Without a doubt.
And if you have to survive, you won't be able to survive and not have to fully depend on someone else for survival. That's how you're seeing it.
Yes, because Caribbean music is so particular. If you don't have an idea of what you want, you cannot depend. You can't really write like for example, you remember the song If I Was a Rich Girl by Gwen Stefani, and it was produced by Dr. Dre, and it was supposed to be a reggae kind of thing, but it just did not sound authentic. It just sounded like a U.S. version of a reggae song.
If I was a reggae first.
Yes. So if you don't have a
feel. If I was a reggae song
first. Yes. And for me, it was a nice attempt, but it was like, I can tell this is not real, right?
Yeah.
So if you don't have a feel for the genre, and when you grow up in the Caribbean, you've been around it, you heard it from the time you were born, there's a feel that you have. So if it is that, I would like to probably tour elsewhere. I know I have the tools to kind of recreate what I want, which is a power in itself, you know?
Yes, Well, yes, it is. And shout outs to Lady Saw. I believe Lady Saw is originally sang it with a rich girl.
It was Luchi Lu and Michi Wan.
Yes.
It was two girls. Lucy Lou and Michi Wan.
Yeah. What kind of rich make a million rich?
What kind of rich make a million rich? Them a kind of rich how you make man rich? And if me rich,
don't stop.
Would I take a man off a of district and be rich? Would I build up a school and teach? And if me rich, things would I run easy.
Concert for free, Barbados.
Yeah, man, I love that.
I am so clean.
Thank you.
All in there.
I'm here in dreamland, honestly, man. Honestly, it's amazing.
All you playing with their buttons in there.
Yeah, no.
Definitely not. I've been blown away from the time the show started. I've been blown away.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it. Artistry.
Ayana, so why? Yeah, but that artistry, girl, say that again. That we'll be talking about artistry. And artistry. You know that's my life.
Yeah.
So Ayana, with such a voice live, raw.
Yeah.
And you could do it so good. So, like, why did you want to write?
I wanted
to. Get me back to that time. And how do you see yourself? Yeah. How do you judge yourself at that time? Go back to that place.
Right.
Why with a voice?
Right.
You only wanted to write, nothing else. Talk to me.
Well, I didn't know. Well, people always like the tone of my voice, but just because you have a good tone doesn't mean that you want to sing. You know, you would probably prefer to hear other people sing your pieces. Like for example, if somebody told me to write for a Whitney, I'd be like, yeah, man, what? Here's the song, and she will bring life to the lyrics. So and there's a certain pride when you're a songwriter. You see somebody perform your work. It's like, wow, this is what I started. This is what I birthed. Yeah, it's a real proud moment. But unfortunately, because the music industry is here is small, and I was writing, like for example, think about the soca, and then you're writing for a segment a sub-segment of the music, which is, like, for example, I was more into the reggae dancehall kind of style. So then you're writing now for a smaller audience. So, you know, it's very hard to kind of get people on board. So I said, okay, well, look, I'm going to see if I can get this done. And the songs that actually went to radio, it started off as demos, and then you're like, listen, we on a deadline. We need to get this stuff out. This album needs to drop. So here, give it to the radio. So after I kind of had a couple hits, I decided to go to London, and I decided to do a course, a 1-year course in popular music practice. It was really intense. It was backing vocal classes, live performance, learning how to play the piano, learning how to listen by ear, learning lead. Yeah, it was intense. It was like a 3-year program stuffed into 1 year. And I've never forgotten the skills that I learned. I became a better vocalist after doing that intense program. Yeah.
Nice, nice. Love it. And I just let you know in the early.
Yes.
Just let you know in the early. Next week, I want you and I alone. I'm back in Barbados now.
Sweet.
I'm back in Barbados. As long as you don't want to, I want you and I one-on-one on the radio.
Sweet.
For the whole hour. You got your children. You get to the children. You yes. love the children.
Yes.
We can still play one now. All the time I push one now. But next week, I'm in Barbados now. I want Ayana and myself to have a sit-down live in the studio together. So if I say no, I'm back home in Barbados. I'm home until late December.
Right.
So I am here. And just letting you know, early before we end, Ayana wants us to have a sit-down one-on-one. Because you see, yeah. Talking about artistry,
yes,
you got my mind going. When you talk about training, I was privileged to do voice and performance at exams with Lorna College of Music, right?
Nice.
Yeah. Visited here and doing them at UWA.
Yeah.
I went to London also early October this year.
Sweet.
And then I also studied at BTC, right? And
yeah.
being a raw vocalist, right, or a raw artist, and then getting school and refine.
Yeah,
that humbled me so much.
Yeah,
I can be real with you, sis.
Yep.
I thought it was good.
Yeah.
But learning what I didn't even know. I didn't even know what I was looking and listening for.
Yeah.
I thought it was that humbled me so much. Speak about that process for you and the eye-opening you had when you went to study.
Yeah.
To further learn your art form, to refine your product. Speak about that opening moment and why was it so opening for you?
Yeah, I mean, I think vocally I hit a wall, and there's certain things that you want to be able to do with your voice, but you don't know how, and you need to get the help. So I didn't even tell my family. I went and I took out a student loan, and it was for $35,000, and my family would have put the money up, but I just figured that I didn't want to harass them with another one of my dreams. So I said, you know what, I can take this risk. So I went and got the student loan. I went to London in October of 2011, and the program was fantastic. I mean, like, it really opened my, it really helped me, because right now I do my own demos and I actually create my own chords. So I create the chord structure that I want, and then I send the vocals with the chord structure. So the producer can see specifically what I want. And then he doesn't have such a hard time. Like, imagine if I had to go in and, you know, start from scratch. Sometimes if you start from scratch, it takes a real long time. And by the time you're done, you're like mentally exhausted. But if you can send somebody, you know, a full demo, then they can say, okay, well, they can take their time. Work on a beat that by the time you come in, you can just come in and put all your ideas down. And then it gives you a little time to learn the song and learn every element of the song that you want in the final product. And yeah, and then the backing vocals. I was not good at backing vocals when I left. I just had this, you know, I had this concept like, okay, I'm gonna holler these backing vocals. So when I started in those classes, they were like, I remember my tutor at the time, she was like, you are just way too loud. You need to make those things blend. You have to blend with your other backing vocals. You have to blend. So that was good. I think that was big. So yeah, I mean, it there's a time where you hit a wall. So you need to kind of reach out and see how you can help, how you can get help to get to the next level. So I really believe in vocal trainers. I haven't vocal trained in probably over a decade, but if I was to start back going out and leaving the island, I would want to travel with a vocal trainer.
Yes, that is good advice. Next week we can talk about artistry, we can talk about the creation process, and we can talk about the different parts of your journey that studying also helps you with. I don't care what type of artist you are, some sort of studying or mentorship is absolutely needed.
Yes.
And we can talk about all those things next week. Love, Starcom, thank you so much for helping me. Big ups to Ronnie, who is my mentor. She showed us to Ronnie, my mentor I got. Like I said again, thanks for making me the Caribbean Youth Mentor for the year. I got to big up Ronnie Clark, who when I started this journey, kept me on radio, never shut me away, and always welcomed me. And now I have my own radio show to spread my message. So I got to big up my brother, Ronnie. Ayana,
thank
before you.
You
go, I want, before you go, brilliant Ayana, for us,
yes,
we want a piece of something a cappella live on radio, a verse and chorus live on radio.
Okay, cool. You want a
Ollie
song?
Ollie, make sure you capture this moment, Ollie.
Well, what I can tell you, I'm pretty sure some people are going to be putting their phone to record it, but you're lucky you're not paying Ayana, because you should be. And I got to tell you, Sluggy, you know, living in Barbados, you know, some of these people you don't even see. I've never met Ayana John in my entire life.
Which is today, so weird.
It's the first time that I've seen her in person, but I've seen her on TV. I'm meeting her and talking to her in person. Barbados, this woman is so real and genuine and humble. You know, you see these superstars on TV and the newspaper, and you're like, wow, look at them. And then you meet people like Ayana's, but wait, this girl is so real and genuine and humble and very pleasant. So, man, it's a pleasure and an honor.
Ayana got a different vibe.
Yeah.
A different vibe is real, a different vibe. They got Ayana for real.
So you wanted me to, well, Slugs, you there? He did.
Yes,
sure he did.
Yes, okay. I want a verse or chorus of something a cappella. Sure. Only capture this moment. Oh, Barbados, this is Ayana John, live, raw, pure, and uncut.
Sure. Okay. Ollie gonna do a video. Ready?
Boom.
Prostitutes to preachers, it's the life of a soldier. When the karma comes around, I'll say I never told you. This gangster for life refrain is ripping us apart. Why don't you be on your way? Go check upon your thugs again. Go back to your guns again. On the corner pushing drugs again. But I won't forget that you put me second best. Where is the fire in your eyes? Somebody hold me cause I feel so low. Don't wanna lose my baby. But now we realize this is a relationship between guns and roses. On a grave I saw them. Hope we don't end up like this in this relationship between guns and roses. Well, I hope we don't end up like this.
Woohoo! That's what I'm talking about, my vocals, man. Pure vocals. Ayana, next week, I'm back in Barbados, Ayana. Mm. So next week, we can sit down, we can hold a vibe, we can have a chat, let Barbados know. I can make sure you stream it live everywhere. Facebook, I can be live. Sweet. IG, I can be live. And right here on VOB 92.9 FM, I am also going to be live. We can sit down and have a chat about artistry, and we can school and educate some people on the outside of what the process is like, what the process you must go through, and things that you must do if you want to call yourself an artist. Ayana, bigger yourself. 6:30 p.m.
Yes.
People, thanks for locking on to the number one station, making this the number one show, and making me the number one in the entire Caribbean. BJ Ready My Rhyme every single Saturday at 6:30 p.m. with your boy, Uncle Sluggy. And it feels great. I was saying it was number one for the entire year. Not knowing what's happening, I know it's really true. So, Barbados, I got a bigger winner for that. They say dreams do come true and you must manifest. And it's spooky ass, Ollie. Every single show, I end by saying I'm number one and it come true. Ollie, bigger yourself. Thank you, Ayana.
Yes.
You're on next week. So, ain't a good buddy. See you next week.
See you next week.